sports fans, it's time to come together at Abby's Pizza for a legendary hour with your caveman football team. We're eating legendary pizza and talking all things caveman football. Presented by the Insurance Lounge, your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs. Stop by for your free quote. Insurance Lounge. Insurance simplified.
Welcome to the Insurance Lounge Caveman Corner, brought to you by Abby's Pizza. You know, there are two Abby's locations right here in Grants Pass on the Williams Highway, and we're broadcasting live from the Beacon Drive Pizza, Abby's Pizza, right near Fred Meyer. And if you're looking for a great dinner tonight, might we suggest Abby's bacon and cheddar on sale, and this is a big one, for only $26.99. You'll feed a lot of football players with that one. No question about it. Just come on by. As a matter of fact, you can order to have it delivered or pick up right online at abbys.com, or just give them a call. So welcome, Coach Kennedy, Grants Pass Caveman. Coach, last Friday night, got a review. All right. Went up against one of the toughest teams in the state, still scored three times out there. Pretty tough loss at Sacred.
Well, you know, I mean, yeah, losses aren't fun, you know, but we talked a lot this week about, and what I had told the boys is the process and the program that we're building and the process that we're engaged in, that loss didn't change anything, right? I mean, we're not hitting a panic button on anything, but we got a chance to see, okay, against a, you know, I think a probably fair to say a top five team for sure in the state.
All the coaches say they're the top five team.
Yeah, and they've got talent across the board. And you know, we didn't play our best football, and we talked a little bit about that. But our theme this week was get back to work. It's time to get back to work, and we did a great job of that this week.
So. Were there positives you could take away from that game? You had some bright moments.
There were. I would say, I mean, our offensive line, their defensive line is really
huge.
Talented.
They're
huge,
gigantic,
talented. They have one, obviously, the one kid who's getting looks at Oregon, and our young, kind of undersized offensive line they battled all night long and just showed some grit and some toughness that I think is going to go a long ways, considering that across the board that they were bigger and faster and stronger, and yet our guys didn't quit all night.
We know you got a full 60 minutes worth of football out of your guys. Let me say, they kind of took away Trailer right away, didn't they? They put three men on him.
They really did. It was a good lesson for James to learn. I mean, he came out, he had a big explosive night against North Med, and you could tell their game plan was to take him away, and they put a guy pressed up against him with safety over the top, a linebacker underneath, and made it difficult for us to get him the football.
On the other side, that kind of left Brevik Hill wide open, didn't it?
It did, and that is one of the challenges that I hopefully we're going to pose all year long, is that we've got weapons that we're lining up in different spots of the field, and in order to take away one, you're going to make another one, or you're creating a vulnerability that hopefully we can take advantage of, and Brevik had a great night.
All right, there's no question about it. We know Brevik's talent, certainly, and we expect to see more of that. Any other bright spots you'd like to point out from your crew from last Friday night?
Well, I mean, I think just as a team, It's tough to lose. It's tough to get down big. I mean, we came in excited and ready to go, and right off the bat, we're down 14-0. And in past years, we've kind of folded up shop and called it a day, and our kids battled right to the end and tried to keep that game competitive. I mean, they only subbed down in the last 3-4 minutes of the game, which means, you know, we were at least making them work for it.
No question about it. I never saw any shoulders slump or any heads go down. So kudos to your team. They're fighters, no question about it.
Yeah.
Where's that come from?
I think it just comes from a culture that's preaching process. And we talk all the time that the scoreboard doesn't matter. And at one point, I called them in at the end of the third quarter and just said, remember why we're here, guys. I mean, we're here to fight, and that scoreboard doesn't really matter, and we need to make sure we finish this game because it's just one game. And they did a really good job with that.
All right, coming off that game, does everybody come off healthy? How are we?
We're not bad. I mean, we're a little banged up. One of our offensive linemen is out this week with a hand injury. In fact, it happened early in the game, played the whole game without us really knowing it, but he'll be out this week. Who was that? Riley Wallace.
Riley Wallace?
Yeah. A sophomore, just a tough kid. Played a great game, all things considered. But he'll be out at least a week. We were worried it might be more than that, but he got good news at the doctor. So hopefully he'll be back. Cannon Clark is going to step up in his stead. And Cannon, another scrappy kid who I don't think we're going to miss much with Riley going out, because Cannon's pretty tough.
At what point in the season, because we've always classified your team as being talented but young, when do we stop saying young, or when do they become veterans?
It's a process. A
couple of more games?
Yeah, I'd say, I mean, there's a few more. And that was one thing, at least offensively, we made some nervous mistakes, right? Going up against a team that had some recognizable guys.
They make established teams make mistakes. That team does.
Yeah. No, they will. But those mistakes are ones that we need to learn from, because and we watch film. Hey, look, a really good team is probably going to have – they have the talent to beat you when you're playing well. And if you're making mistakes, you really don't have a chance. And so we're working on cleaning up those mistakes, and some of those are nerves and experience, and some are frustration. But we're making strides, and there's a lot of guys who I think are gaining more confidence every week.
So did that give you some really teaching moments this week?
There was, yeah. I mean, we didn't belabor the point. We watched some film. We pointed out things that need to work. And again, the theme: let's get back to work. We're not going to hang our heads. We're gonna come out confident this week, and we're gonna have a great week of practice.
All right, we've done that. Have you had that great week of practice?
We have.
Okay,
we have. And the boys, I mean, one of my other themes was, hey, we're gonna go 5-0 this week. That means we got to win Monday. We got to win Tuesday, and that's been what our team break every week has been 1-0, 2-0, 3-0. And we've had good weeks, four good days of practice.
All right. Now, looking ahead just a little bit, you're 1-1 on the season, and that actually sets you about fourth in the conference. And it's a little early to start talking about conference, but there are three teams undefeated right now, and you're playing one of them tomorrow night in North Salem. What do you know about North Salem?
They got a lot of experience coming back. I think they start eight seniors on one side of the ball and nine on the other. So guys with a lot of time playing together. They've got a real dynamic, explosive tailback who I haven't seen the stats, but I would imagine there's got to be one of the state leaders right now in rushing yards, and they're going to give him the ball a lot, and we're going to try and contain him. Young quarterback. A couple of talented wide receivers.
Another sophomore quarterback, isn't it?
They do have a sophomore quarterback, yeah. And then a pretty just, I would say, scrappy, tough defense. You know, nobody that individually stands out like we saw last week, but guys that fly around the football field and play hard. And we've talked about that as, hey, they're 2-0, and they'd love nothing more to come down and go and start the season 3-0 with a win on the road against us would set their season up nicely.
Now, those two wins, I would have seen in past years, are pretty impressive, because they beat South Medford, and with Coach Singler over there, that can never be tough, but there's another zero over there they have yet to win. They also beat South Salem. It's always been a statewide contender. So either something's wrong with the football gods this year, or these guys are pretty good.
Yeah, we need a couple more games, I think a couple weeks, where we can see other matchups as they shake out. I mean, right now South Medford's hasn't won a game, but they lost to Lake Oswego and Willamette.
Yeah.
So there'd be a lot of teams that played South Medford's schedule right now that wouldn't have a win. And similarly with South Salem, there's just we'll see over these next couple of weeks as we see some be able to compare some scores. But as I said when we first sat down and talked, I think there's pretty much every team in our conference feels like they have an opportunity to do something in the playoffs, and I don't think North Salem's any different than that.
What kind of offense do you expect from the Vikings?
They're going to run shotgun, single back. They love wide zone to their tailback and let him kind of press the edge and cut. He's really good at cutbacks, shifty guy, and then they run some counter. Passing game, they like to throw deep. They've got a couple of kids. Number 8 is a talented wide receiver for them, and they like to take shots deep with him.
All right. On the defensive side, what are they going to throw at you? How are they going to stop you?
Well, this will be our first week playing an odd front. We're playing a 3-4 defense, you know, from Jamboree through our first 2 weeks. It's been a four-man front, and that changes blocking assignments a little bit. It mixes up the look. So we spent some time this week. We tried to simplify a little bit so that we can make sure our blocking assignments are right against that front. Again, big up front, not quite as explosive looking. And then they're going to, when you run an odd front, you blitz a lot. And so we're going to get guys coming from a lot of different spots this week.
Okay, so they'll be coming after Rosetta.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, and they're run blitzes too. I mean, you got to have at least four at the line of scrimmage on every play, but they come from different spots. So.
All right. So all that being said, if they're going to run the football, can you contain that back? Any special assignments for him?
Well, I mean, when you're playing a good running back, it's all about assignment football. And we've done a really good job of that most of this season. Obviously, I mean, Willamette had weapons in a lot of different places, but we've focused on saying, okay, we need to take this kid away as best we can. And we're not expecting to hold him to 12 yards rushing. He's going to get his yards. Well, we're going to make him earn them.
A good back. We'll get it. We'll get his yards. The key is to keep him contained for the most part.
Yep.
All right. Other than that, we've talked about explosive plays all year long, both for you and for your opponents. And we certainly know that Willamette had those. What kind of explosive plays do the Vikings bring? Is it that long passing game?
They've got, like I said, they've shown at least again in our two films. They have a wide receiver that they like to throw the ball to. He's big, tall, fast. He'll jump up and try and out jump people for it. And then that tailback will turn a run play into a 75-yard touchdown with just a couple cuts back against the grain.
Oh, okay, this is another Vaughn, is it?
No. different body type. Shiftier. Different.
Oh, okay. When I say Vaughn, he returned, I think the last two games he's returned kickoffs or punts back all the way, and he certainly hit you with that one, and he was amazing to watch. So we don't have one like that coming in, but maybe similar.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you score on them? How are you going to score on them? Any particular goal?
Well, I mean, our goal, and the 3-4, we'll see what challenges that pose. Is we're going to try and establish the run game a little bit this week. It takes rhythm to do that, and avoiding penalties in the last couple of weeks, we haven't been in. We've been in early passing situations.
Looky there, arriving at our table is that bacon and cheddar pizza from Abby's Pizza, $26.99 tonight. Thank you very much for getting that. Whew. Gorgeous.
Yep, smells good.
Smells good. We'll get into that here in a moment or two, and the feats and football players, too. So, once again, everyone, we're at the Beacon Drive Abbeys. You can have one of these, too, here, $26.99 tonight's on special. Now, let's go back, figuring out exactly how we're going to score, and you're trying to establish that running game against that three-man front. Is it going to be a little easier? It depends on your blocking schemes.
We simplified. It's going to come down to what type of confusion it does end up causing, but more importantly, staying out of long yardage situations with penalties will allow us to run the ball on second down. Certainly in this last game, that was harder to do because we were usually behind the sticks. So we got a great running back. We got two great running backs that we want to try and feed the ball to.
Yeah, Berg
and Powers, both super dynamic. So giving them opportunities to run the football. And then, you know, again, we'll see. They now have seen they have a game film where James Traylor went off, and then they have a game film of Brevik having a great night, and so we'll
so
take a look.
Who else do you have up your sleeve?
You know, we've got a variety of guys. We Cam Holland and Nate Bassett and Cameron Bowen, and there's a lot of guys that if and when the ball comes their way, we've got confidence they're going to make plays.
Right, they've all been factors this year already.
Yeah.
So you have a wide choice out there.
Yeah, we do.
In your game plan, how even is it going to be if you can establish that run? Is it going to be 50-50? Is it going to be more run? Or does it depend on the situation?
It depends on the situation. I mean, we want to be a balanced team that's, you know, somewhere in that 40-60 either way. But it really kind of comes down to what the team has given us. And especially early in the season, we have film of them playing South Salem that runs empty formations and throws screens all over the field. And then we have film of them playing South Medford that lines up in tight end split backs and runs the football. And so there's that question, what's their game plan against us? And then once we see what that is, we'll take what they give us.
Okay, you ready for both?
Ready for what?
Are you ready for both?
We're ready for both. Yes, we are.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about Rosetta. I suspect that he was fairly frustrated after that that Willamette game.
Yeah, I think, I mean, probably no more so than a lot of guys, but obviously he holds himself to a pretty high standard.
Certainly. And that's not a cut on Rosetta at all.
No.
Not with his experience.
Yeah. Like,
that would have frustrated anybody.
It would have. It would have. And he came in like a lot of these guys, but came in with a willingness to go, okay, I know what I need to improve on, but I also know who I am. And that game doesn't, one game does not change our confidence in who we are. And led by example this week and had a really great week of practice.
All right. Any prediction for Friday night?
I don't do the prediction.
No, I keep asking. Someday I'll get one. Someday I'll get you down.
I predict we're going to play hard for 48 minutes.
Oh, right. You've already demonstrated that that's going to happen with this squad here. Any surprises in this squad yet?
No. Again, the question you keep asking, not surprises, just pleased with what I'm seeing from these guys.
All right. I'm going to broaden our conversation here just a little bit and ask something about certainly the conference, but statewide. And I kind of alluded to that earlier when I said the football gods in high school have maybe drinking too much grog these days. But when you've got North Medford and South Medford 0-5.
Yeah.
Sheldon has not won a game yet.
Yeah.
Central Catholic was shut out, and they're still in the top 10. What's happening statewide with football? Is it open enrollment? What do you see that's going on here?
Well, you know, yeah, over these, I'd say probably the last, I don't know how exactly long, but certainly these last 5 or 6 years, the talent seems to have made its way to that what used to be the Three Rivers Conference. I think right now the top three teams in the coaches poll are all from that same conference, and it's a fairly affluent part of Portland. It's Lake Oswego, it's Westland, Tualatin in that mix, and then your private schools have always kind of had an advantage in their ability.
The Jesuits, the Central Catholics, yeah.
Exactly, to draw people from a wide range of places. And, you know, I mean, I hate to see it. You always have those stories every year of those teams that kind of come out outside of that 5, 6, 7 teams. Sheldon's for years been in that mix, and we'll see. I mean, I'm not going to count Sheldon out. Again, their losses have been to tough teams, I think. They're going to be a competitive team at the end, but they also lost a handful of their top players to Willamette.
We saw those last Friday night.
Yeah.
Is it the open enrollment that's causing this? And that doesn't seem to affect us down here, does it?
Not really down here, no. I mean, we don't have the full-on open enrollment, but we also, in that small community, just kind of draw. And that was our theme last week, is that, you know, for better or worse, we're homegrown. These kids grew up together. They played together. And we've had some kids move in for different reasons, but what GP football is on Friday night is a product of years of growing up in the Caveman football program. And unfortunately, that's not necessarily how some of these teams are building their rosters.
Yeah, right. And when we say, I was talking to another official who's fairly familiar with what was going on, saying this open enrollment, particularly with COVID, coming out of COVID, everybody lost enrollment. So everybody was saying, if you want to come to my school, that's fine. And if you're a football player, that's even better.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying there was recruiting going on, but maybe some of that.
There might. And then even kids will say, hey, I'm going here. You should come too. And some even kids will kind of recruit each other. And
a more successful program over here, or I'm playing third string here. I can play first string there. So a lot of that's going on, particularly up north.
Yeah, it seems that way. Yeah.
All right. Has that really stacked the power up north, taken away from us down here in Southern Oregon Conference?
Well, I mean, I think it's probably been the years, I guess, probably up through the 1990s. And granted, now we're starting to predate me a little bit here. But I know enough. I've educated myself enough that, you know, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, Southern Oregon was where it was the mecca of football, and you had Medfords and Eagle Points and Grants Passes.
We've been to the semifinals for three of the four teams were out of this conference in Southern Oregon Conference, the old one.
Yeah, And whether it was...
And Grants Pass was one of them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think there's a long time coming of jobs have kind of dried up in a lot of these rural areas and the coastal areas. And jobs and people have gravitated up north. And with that, that kind of power balance of high school sports has shifted into the wealthier areas of Portland and or some of the smaller suburbs around it.
High school football has changed, too, just a little bit from those 80s and 90s era, wasn't it? I was going to say less physical, but there are certain parameters you have to play within right now that weren't in place at that time. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I would say. I mean, the rules have evolved as player safety and longevity, especially for NFL all the way down. I remember 20 years ago having a concern that that was when concussions were kind of really getting a lot of mainstream attention. That is football going to survive? And at this point, I don't have that concern. I think it is going to survive. Changes have been made to rules and scheme. And football schematics have gotten far more complex and more difficult to defend over the years, as there's so many different ways to run an offense.
Right. And suddenly we're talking about metrics here. Do you get into that, or do you look at numbers of tackles or assists, or how much of that do you really jump into? Locally, at this level?
Individual statistics I don't pay really any attention to. I am kind of a data analytics guy. I like team comprehensive stats. I like, percentages. But when it comes to individual statistics for opponents or our own guys, I don't pay much attention to those.
All right. Do you try to get those analytics for an opposing coach when you're coming into a game like that, or know what those his tendencies are to do in a particular situation?
Yeah, you're trying to. And today's technology and Huddle, the program that's used to break down film, and it is a lot easier than the year. And when I first got into coaching, I'd have a piece of paper and a notepad, and I'm writing down every play, and I'm tallying. And now I just type it into a computer, or my assistants do it, and then we just click a button, and a spreadsheet of tendencies has popped out for us.
All right. How much time do you spend with that, and how much really impact does it have on the game?
It kind of early in the season, I would say not a ton, just because tendencies aren't really set yet.
Pretty early.
Yeah, it's pretty early. And again, for us, I think I said this last week, us following our season, we kind of followed South Medford, and we, at least on the offensive side of the ball, we're so different offensively that what we're seeing from the opposing defense is going to look different Friday night against us than it did against them.
All right. I'm going to ask I ask this every time. Haven't got an answer yet, but what one thing do you want to have happen in order to get a win besides score more points?
I'll give you two.
Oh, okay.
And one of which I've already said, and actually both of them. I want to establish the run, and I want to limit their run, right? So I think tomorrow night, if we can do both of those things, I feel pretty confident in the outcome.
Powers and Berg going to carry the load?
That's the goal. Right. I mean, if we can get the run game established and we can limit theirs, it's going to free up explosive plays for other guys too. But that's what we want to see happen.
Right. We have seen you on the after the coin toss say we'll defer or we'll take it. What is your preference, or does it matter from game to game? Does it matter about the opponent?
There's certain games where we want to come out and say, give us the ball and go. I think those situations aside, hey, let's go ahead and defer, get the ball to start the second half and see if we can come out. But it does kind of depend game to game on what we're kind of feeling and what kind of tone we want to set.
All right. When you come out and say, give me the ball first, is it something you want to really hit the other team between the eyes, or maybe take their excitement down a little bit?
Yeah, that would be...
Does home and road make a difference on those two?
It can. Yeah, I mean, really, it's just if there's something from week to week where we feel like we have an advantage on one side of the ball over the other, and we want to start with that advantage, or just that act of like, yep, we're taking it, and we're gonna come down the field and score. But at the same time, there's also times where, hey, let's go out defensively, get a stop, get the ball back. And now we have the advantage because we get the ball to start the second half. So
let's see. Tomorrow night, there's a couple of other games in particular. South Salem and South Medford. Any predictions there? Is that one you're going to watch closely?
Well, we'll be watching it because, obviously, the following week we play South Salem. So, yeah, that'll be interesting. Those are two teams that have not had the early season success that either of them were probably expecting. And so it'll be – that's a big game for both those teams. And it'll be interesting to see how they come out and play.
You have a prediction?
I don't. We do have one film of each of them, and they're such – like polar opposite teams, that it'll be a battle of styles for sure.
Are you rooting for one over the other?
No.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Doesn't
matter at this point. Just give me the next competitor.
Yep.
All right. At that next competitor is the North Salem Vikings. They'll be at Mellingham Field tomorrow night, and we'll be there. Coach, is there anything that we haven't asked that we should have asked here tonight? What do you need to tell us about the Caveman football team?
Oh, the Caveman football team, they... I think I'd just be repeating things I've already said. I think we're excited to go back out there and show that we've bounced back and that we're ready to go out there and compete again.
All right. Conditioning still a factor? Are you out conditioning the other teams?
Yes. I will say that pretty confidently. That, I mean, when we go into a game, we feel like that's to our advantage.
All right. So you're a hard worker? I mean, you're working them hard?
Yes.
I heard the guys say they have to run everywhere. Is that right?
Yeah. That's the expectation.
All right. So never sitting still once you hit practice. Okay. When you're focusing on one thing or another, is something's going on everywhere on the field?
Yeah, we try it. I mean, we hope it looks from the outside like organized chaos, right? There's a plan to everything that we're doing, but there's a lot of movement and a lot of moving parts to make it happen. I've got a great, great staff of 13 guys out there at the JV varsity level, and we've got every one of them involved doing stuff. And so we're trying to keep every kid engaged and active.
All the coaches on the same page?
We are. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been...
That without question, with no hesitation.
No, I feel super great about the kind of cohesion we built as a staff.
All right. How much feedback do you get? Does everybody agree on each play?
From play to play, it's not necessarily the time to voice disagreements, but our weekend meetings and our post-practices, everybody's got an opportunity to kind of to voice.
They get their input.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Coach, we're going to talk to some of your players here after the top of the hour news, but I want to thank you very much, and you'll bring a couple of players back over here right after the news to have some pizza with us and introduce. In the meantime, to all of you, stay tuned. You're listening to the Caveman Corner, courtesy of the Insurance Lounge at Abby's Pizza here on KAJO. Grants Pass, Oregon. We'll be back right after the news.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
School's back, but this is the kind of math we like. Over 100 slices of pepperoni, one giant Abby's pizza feeds up to 6 hungry people. That's A-plus value, toppings to the edge. That's been the Abby's way since forever. Now go do your homework. When someone says, bring home the bacon, we know what they mean. They want Abby's legendary bacon cheddar pizza, loaded with country bacon and packed with Canadian bacon. On sale now at Abby's.com. This month, bring home the bacon at family-owned Abby's.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Evergreen Federal Bank, serving our community and serving you locally. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
99.7 and 1270 KAJO Grants Pass.
News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA movement is forging ahead with a new CEO, his widow, Erica. Fox's Claudia Cowan reports.
Turning Point USA's board said it was a unanimous vote, adding, quote, in prior discussions, Charlie expressed to multiple executives that this is what he wanted in the event of his death.
A public memorial for Kirk will be held Sunday near Turning Point USA headquarters in Glendale, Arizona. House Speaker Mike Johnson thinks he's got the votes to avert a partial government shutdown, but Democrats could throw a wrench into the works.
That measure would fund the government through November 21st, giving lawmakers more time to produce a full deal. But Democratic Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said this week his party wants to restore over $1 trillion in funding for health care that was cut in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act.
Fox's Jill Nato. America's listening to Fox News.
When you hear the words moving sale, what do you think of? Saving money, of course. So here it is. Quality Mattress is moving. After decades of serving Southern Oregon from their M Street location with great value on quality sleep sets and custom mattresses made to order, Quality Mattress is moving. Where? Doesn't matter now. They're staying local. What matters is everything in the showroom has to go. Everything. Talk about slashed prices. Rock bottom prices, regardless of profit margin. They don't want to move everything. Sleep sets, frames, even office furniture. Yes, you can still order custom mattresses, and Quality Mattress can still rebuild your current mattress. But with the prices so low during the moving sale, see how you can improve your night's sleep and save a bunch of money. That's a bunch of money. It goes without saying that the selection is at its best right now. But with these prices, you should shop as soon as possible. Still located on Southeast M Street, Quality Mattress is ready to slash prices so they don't have to move the current inventory. Save big now during the moving sale with Quality Mattress.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Insurance Lounge Caveman Corner, brought to you by Abby's Pizza. We're at the Beacon Drive, Abby's Pizza, where that bacon, and cheddar pizza has just almost completely disappeared. It's on sale tonight, folks, $26.99. Yeah, we're at the one with the big arcade room in the back. It's in full play right now, and we've got some football players here. Coach, who'd you bring with us tonight?
Tonight, I brought three different guys. I got Deshaun Stinson, who plays defensive line and center for us. I brought Brevik Hill playing corner and wide receiver, and Trayton Powers, our running back, and free safety.
All right, thank you, Coach.
Great nights Friday.
All right, Deshaun, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Tell me about Willamette. How you doing, guy? Tell me about Willamette.
Oh, yeah, it was a rough game against some big, talented athletes.
Did you outsmart them? you tried?
Yeah.
Who were you up against there?
I was against, I think it was their big kid inside, Trip, 99.
Oh,
kid,
okay.
About like 6'3", 250, 260.
I think he was 6'5 and 280.
6'5, 280. Yeah, he might have been.
And you are, comparatively?
5'9", 225.
Okay. All right. But you came through. I never saw a shoulder slouch out there. What was it like in the trenches out there? Real bad?
Oh, it was rough. Feet getting stepped on, jamming fingers, just crashing head to head. It was just a lot of fight in there.
So how's the body this week? You recovered?
Definitely sore. I've recovered, but it was rough. A lot of bruises, a couple jam fingers.
Okay, well, all that'll go away tomorrow night about 7 o'clock, won't it?
Yeah, I think I'm good now. I've definitely recovered since then.
All right. What's been your course of study on the football field this week?
Definitely the running back. Big shifty guy for DN, I guess. We're looking for a lot of cutback this week, so that's the main focus.
All right, is he coming at you, or do you have to contain him?
Mainly contain. He's a big, cut and go type of guy.
Okay. So. All right. Are you up to it? What's your secret for him? You gonna sneak up on him? What? You tell me.
I think the biggest key is just not getting lazy on defense. Just sticking to my job every play. Not trying to get greedy. Like get a field for sacks or something. Just gotta sit, squeeze and contain.
Stay at home and do your job, right?
Yeah.
Stay at home and do your job.
Stay home for
All right. How's the rest of the line out there? Everybody healthy and ready to go?
I think everyone's healthy. A lot of guys that are ready to pursue all night, fly to the ball.
want to get out there and throw some of what you got last Friday back at somebody else, huh?
Yeah. Coming out with some revenge this weekend.
All right. How long have you been playing football?
I've been playing since I was in kindergarten.
Wow, okay.
Started out flag football. I've been playing center since kindergarten as well, so.
So you've been on the line all the time?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You like it?
I didn't like it for the longest time, but this year I'm having a lot of fun with it, so
why?
I definitely enjoy it a lot more.
Why?
Just the group of guys we have, and Coach Cox has just been a great coach and has really made it fun for us, and I just love the guys that, like, are on the line, like, a lot of, like, team bonding, and it's really, like, it's like a family.
All right. Does winning or losing really depend on what's happening in the line of scrimmage?
It definitely takes a big toll of the game, but, you know, it's all 11. It's the full team, so.
All right. As a lineman, and I won't tell these other guys here, but do running backs and receivers have to pay to get into the game?
No.
Okay.
I mean, Mr. Powers over there has got to help out with some blocking, but that's really it.
Oh, okay. Now, when you're not playing football, what do you do to amuse yourself? Have some fun.
I've really gotten to surfing this summer. That was one of the biggest things I think I did. That was pretty fun. I really got into it, started learning, and just like wake surfing like on the lake and stuff. I think that was one of the biggest things. And then other than that, just like hanging out with family. I really liked traveling, just like driving everywhere, like all summer, California and up north and stuff, going to Portland, Salem area, like just seeing like the world as much as I can as a 16-year-old.
Well, you have a wanderlust, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Now, that's, I'm surprised. It's the second time I've heard surfer from an athlete this year.
Yeah.
Here in Interior, Oregon. So you've been surfing on the lake, on the wakes.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time at Lake Shasta this summer.
Have you tried the ocean?
I don't think I'm ready for that.
Not ready for that yet?
Got a master wake surfing first.
Okay. And you said you've been traveling. So are you driving yourself? What kind of vehicle are you running in?
I drive a Chrysler. Like, it's a kind of an old one, like a 2009 Chrysler 300. Not great gas mileage, but it gets me places, so I love it.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the Chrysler 300. They won't go by a gas station, will they?
No.
No. Right.
Very pricey.
Okay. What are you studying in school, Deshaun?
I want to study, like, dentistry, medical. I haven't really took no, like, classes for it, really, so.
Well, you're a junior yet, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I'm a junior.
Okay.
So, haven't really, like, got too far into it, but mainly just, like, the core classes and whatnot.
All right. Long-term plans then, perhaps in the medical field as a dentist? How'd that come about?
I want to be set up.
You got a nice smile. Go ahead.
Thank you. I want to be set up, though, for sure. I just want to be able to be comfortable, you know, settle down eventually. But I think that's, like, I like helping people. So. Yep,
that's a common theme, and it's nice to hear you're going to help people.
Yeah.
All right. How are you going to help your teammates tomorrow night?
Just going to have to lock in and have fast hands, fast feet, snap the ball, lock in, no messed up snaps.
Okay. All right. Good luck, Deshaun.
All right. Thank you.
Let's see. It's Breivik, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You had a pretty good night the other night, didn't you?
Yeah.
You can't just shake your head. It's radio. We have to hear you.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. They took Traylor away, and they were obviously aiming at him, and that just left you wide open. Is that what happened?
Yeah, that's kind of what happened. They had a corner over James pressing him pretty hard, and then they had a safety over the top as well helping out, and it ended up leaving me a lot in man coverage and some softer zone coverage on, I guess, the field side. So it was able to get open and make a few plays, and it turned out pretty successful.
Few plays, I think 10 catches.
Yep.
About 10 catches and a touchdown.
Two
touchdowns. All right. I didn't mean to take anything away from your expertise, because we've had you here before and we saw you last year make some great catches. In fact, first game we saw you make an incredible catch there. So just Traylor gave you an opportunity to get open. You're probably going to trade that back and forth all year, aren't you?
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be a lot for defenses to handle our receiver core. We're really deep. We have people everywhere, and so it'll be nice to see how we pan out the rest of the year.
Now, if the Vikings do the same thing to you that they did to Trailer last weekend, who's going to catch the ball?
Trailer. And Cam Bowen and Cameron Holland and everybody else will be able to contribute, and it'll be great. We'll be able to get it all around, but we got to establish the run first. I think it's the main goal for this week.
Okay. Well, now we'll talk to the running back here in a minute or two. And you're a junior also, right?
Yep.
Okay. When you're not playing football, what are you doing to have fun? What do you do to get away, to relax, Brevin
Kill? I'm big on golf, so...
You're a golfer, aren't you?
Yeah, so, like, after practice today, that's where I went.
Really?
So I was out there today, and, like, every chance I get, I'm out on the golf course, so that's what I do in my free time pretty
much.
Okay,
handicap?
Plus one right now, yeah.
Plus one.
Yeah.
Okay. So there might be a lot of golf in your future, huh? Is that plus one out of Grants Pass Golf Club?
Yeah, it is. Yep.
Okay. Looking ahead, football and golf maybe in your future?
I mean, that's the goal. We're just keeping my options open, though. So whatever one ends up working out best is what I'm probably going to end up following through with.
What about studies in school?
I haven't really narrowed it down to a certain thing that I want to study in the future, but I'm really enjoying science right now. I mean, it's pretty fun.
Right. Which part of science?
Like biology and stuff like that. I think it's pretty cool how, like, the human body works and all that type of stuff. And how, like, all that stuff.
All right. How the human body works. So, medical training in the future?
Yeah, my dad's a dentist, so it'd be kind of cool to think
I've heard his name once or twice.
Yeah. So it'd be cool to follow something like that. But I'm also, like, interested in, like, properties. And my mom does, like, some stuff with houses and, like, so... I mean, I have a variety of stuff to look for. So
you don't have to nail yourself down to any particular thing right now. You've got a lot of time. But,
yeah.
But looking ahead. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Move on now. They are throwing a lot of weight on you, Mr. Powers, to establish the run this Friday night against the Vikings. First of all, tell me about last Friday night against Willamette. And you did have a couple of moments where you break through later in the game, I think it was. Tell me what it was like playing that team.
All around, they're pretty talented. And I think my line did a really good job of doing the most they could. And some parts were on me, not finding the correct hole. But other times I found the hole, broke out. You can only do what you can do. So,
what's your biggest talent as a running back? Is it speed? Is it agility? Is it vision? Is it power? You tell me.
I think my vision and speed are the biggest key factors of me as a running back.
All right. What are you looking for? You say vision's one of your best attributes. What are you looking for? What do you like to see happening in front of you? Besides the other bodies falling away.
First of all, reading holes, and also reading body positioning. So if one hips are another way, I have to cut another, like, the opposite way. And cutting off a hip, so...
Mm-hmm. Right. So that's technique. That's learned and taught. How long have you been studying that? How long have you been a running back?
I've been a running back all my life, ever since second grade flag football, after watching my brother Tobias Powers run at Hidden Valley. So
okay.
Yeah.
How fast are you? Do you do track?
No, I don't do track. I play baseball, but I ran a 4.45 40 time this past off season. So. That was a big accomplishment that I had.
All right. Is there room for improvement?
There's always room.
All right. Better than before, I guess, is the mantra, isn't it?
Better than before.
Better than before. All right. And when you're not being better than before and you're just trying to relax, what do you do for relaxation? We've got a surfer and a golfer here. Where are you?
I like to go in the mountains. I'm a big hunter and fisher, so, I find peace in the nature, so.
All right. What do you hunt?
I hunt deer mainly, and I've been getting into hunting bears this season. So.
Really? Okay. Any luck?
I saw a bear last weekend about 8 yards away from me. It was pretty cool. But
8 yards?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Going away or coming towards you?
Coming towards me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that pelt being tanned right now?
What's up?
Is that pelt being tanned right now?
I don't know.
When you're in the woods that way and you're hunting a bear, what do you need to keep in mind? What's always on your mind? What do you have to be ready for? What do you look for?
It depends, because when it's all quiet, you got to make sure you're listening to anything walking around. You definitely have to be aware, because, you know, you don't want to get caught up in any bears. You know, so.
Right. I understand that. Did a little hunting in Alaska myself.
Oh, did you? How was that?
Pardon me?
How was that?
Yeah, how about a 6-foot cinnamon black on the wall?
Nice.
Okay. Okay. So there are lots of things that you need to consider. In tracking a bear, what's the difference between a black bear and a grizzly? Here's one for you.
Well, we don't have grizzlies here, but one's black and one's brown.
Okay. One's pigeon-toed and one's not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Where you go fishing? Give me a fishing tip.
I can't tell you where my fishing spots.
Oh, come
spots,
on. But, give me a hint.
No, I can't share my spots, so.
Okay. What's your technique? What do you use? Spinners? You fly fish?
What? I fly fish. I fly fish recently. I've been fly fishing, but, I like doing dry flies in the summers, so that's pretty fun. Going to the rivers and wading out, and yeah, it's pretty fun.
All right, I've asked the other guys. Tell me about school. What are you studying, and long-term goal?
What am I studying right now? One of the classes I'm studying right now is sports stats. Shout out Mrs. Bolin. She's pretty great. And I'm not sure what I want to study in college yet, but yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite subject right now, then? Mrs. Bolin.
It's that sports stats class, yeah.
Okay. So are you helping out the team? You checking your coach to make sure he's doing things right?
He's got it down. He's got it covered. I don't have to worry about any of his.
Yeah, he was late. My bad, you right on the back. Yeah. Okay. You have a goal for this season?
My main goal is just to win. That's the most important thing. I really don't care about stats or anything. My biggest goal is just winning as a team and making.
But you're a stats guy.
No, yeah, no, I'm not. I just like winning.
Oh, great. Well, everybody likes winning, yeah. And that's a team goal. What about a personal goal?
I don't know.
And personal goals are okay.
I mean, they're all right, but doing the most I can to carry my team to a victory. So that's the only personal goal I got.
All right. What do you think about this year's team as a whole so far?
Our chemistry is better than I've ever seen in the history of my sports. So I think we've all been brought in together. Like Coach might have said, one of our themes was homegrown. And we've all been playing together for our whole lives. So I think just our chemistry is on top.
This is the best chemistry you've seen playing football since second grade or first grade?
100%.
100%. Is there a reason for that?
Just because, I mean, some kids have gone to North Middle School, some kids have gone to South Middle School, and when we hit freshman year, we all kind of just connected, and we've grown these past 3 years since freshman year, like the best I've ever seen, so.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. Good luck.
Thank you.
Revick. Tell me about the culture. He says the team chemistry right now is the best he's ever seen.
Yeah.
Here.
I mean, it was easy to see. We had a team camp and this summer, and we've had team camps in the past. Like my freshman year, we went to Linfield. My sophomore year, we went to George Fox. And it just, something feels way different about this year. Seems like everybody's, like Trey was saying, more bought in, and everybody's just like, we've all been with each other forever, and it's like, it's just a different style of like camaraderie, and like everybody's just working together as a team, and it's great.
Any reason that you could point to that makes it feel that way?
I mean, kind of what Trey was saying, it's just like we've all grown up together, and like we all have like played freshman football. It was like our big thing. Like almost all of most of our starters are from that freshman team and from the freshman team last year, and it's like we're all just like really close. We share a lot of unique qualities, and it's like, I don't know, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, no doubt it's cool. Deshaun, everybody says the chemistry here is as high as it's ever been or different or better than it's ever been. You agree?
I definitely agree. Practices have never felt, like, more fun, like, just being able to, like, be with all my guys all the time. And, like, obviously we're working hard, but it's definitely, I definitely agree with them.
All right. Do you have any reason for it that you could point to?
My main thing is that we've just, I think Kennedy's done a good job of, really getting us all together and bonding us and, like, having us spend a lot of time together. Like, I think that's a big reason. Like, we're all very familiar with each other, so I think that that's a big thing. That's why we perform and we play the way we do together.
Now, you said you've been having fun in practice. I understand the coach works. You're never standing still in practice, are you? You're always running? Is that true? Is all that fun?
Not the conditioning part, but we make it through.
All right. Is the conditioning part worth it?
Definitely. On Friday nights, it shows out.
Okay. All right. What's going to show out this Friday night? What's your goal this Friday night, Deshaun?
Goal this...
this Friday night. Tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow night. Definitely the goal, obviously, is to win, but I think...
Always to win.
I think the main goal is to just have fun, honestly. Enjoy it.
Winning's fun.
Yeah.
Winning's fun. Perfect. You have a goal for tomorrow night? Just a personal goal?
I don't necessarily have a personal goal. I mean, I've never really set too many personal goals. I just think that there's a ton of things that we need to just tighten up, and I think this is going to be a great week for us to just tighten everything up and just get back in stride and finish out our season with just a ton of strong wins. I think this will kickstart a really good run deep into the playoffs and into our conference. So
okay. All right, Trayton, you have a personal goal for tomorrow night?
Getting the win.
Get to win. Okay, all right. Get to win. Let me see, gentlemen. I had one I was going to, but I'm going to take a little break right now. We'll pause, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Caveman Corner here on KAJO. We'll be back after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway? Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Caveman Corner, courtesy of our good friends at the Insurance Lounge and Abby's Pizza. And we've got Trayton Powers, Brevik Hill, and Sean Stenson all here with us, Caveman football players devouring some pizza here. and getting some reinforcements from some teammates here, all right? Everybody got a little dry here. So, gentlemen, overall, we've always described this team as being very, very talented, but young. And you're all juniors. So young seems to fit, but when do you go from being young to becoming veterans? Are you close to that yet? Is that going to happen soon?
I mean, I don't know. It's hard to say that we're veterans, but I'd say that sophomore year that most of us all had, it's like, I think it's gotten us a ton of experience, and I think that we all have.
I got to say, you've all got plenty of snaps at the varsity level, at the 6A varsity level, but we're still referring to you as young, yeah, and not quite veterans yet. But one more game, or are you veterans now? Brevik?
I mean, I don't know. It's a hard question. I'd say that we're all smart enough to be veterans, but I'd say that it's hard to call us veterans without being seniors. But I'd say that we are.
Okay.
I'd say that we are, yeah.
You agree, Trayton?
I mean, yeah, I'd agree. I think I could say we're all veterans of the experience that we've had. So, yeah.
All right. Deshaun, are you a veteran? You're a veteran of the football wars here wearing Caveman Blue?
I could call myself a veteran. I've been in football my entire life. Walking out, and I had a football in my hands, and ever since kindergarten, I've always been...
Always had that football in your hands. Oh, yeah. Okay. Who do you attribute that to? Is there one person you'd like to thank?
My mom. She's big on football, and I really just grew on it, and, well, at first, they didn't want me playing tackle football at a young age, but eventually, first grade came.
Moms are that way, yeah, they are. Yeah.
Mom's grandma, yeah. Eventually, first grade came around, and that's when I just literally fell in love with sport. It was my favorite thing to do. It's all I looked forward to after school every time.
All right. Revic, is there a person that you'd like to say thank you to or say they've helped you along a bit? Give them a little credit.
I mean, yeah, I've just been in football my whole life, but I'd probably say my dad. Just getting me started in football and keeping me in it. He played receiver, too, so it's cool.
That was my next question. Did he play? Yeah.
Yeah, he played receiver, so it's cool hearing his stories and hearing all this stuff. And
at what level did he play?
He played varsity for the Cavemen, too.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and so it's kind of cool comparing.
What year did you, do you know?
I'm not 100% sure. I think it was
95.
No, something like that. But
I announced his games, too.
Yeah, but I know that it's kind of cool talking to him about it and hearing stories from his buddies saying, oh, his hands, I don't know, you might be catching up to him with how, like, you catch the ball. And I'm like, I don't know. And it's like, it's kind of fun. It's fun talking to him about it, trying to break his record. He's a record there for yards in a game, and I think I got him last year with it. And so it was cool talking to him about it. And so, yeah.
And no doubt you got a good set of hands. Yeah. We appreciate that. All right. Creighton, anybody you'd like to say thank you to or give some credit to for getting you to this point in your football career with still being young, but a veteran?
First and foremost, I'd like to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And then it goes to my mom and dad for always supporting me with all the camps I go to and giving me the nutrition and all the food, you know, coming home from a long practice and walking home into food. Right away, so, yeah.
Food seems to be an overriding topic for you.
It's, that's recovery right there. Is yeah. Food, so.
Well, amen. Bless you, buddy. I really appreciate that. And may you get that black bear and catch a lot of fish.
Thank you.
All right. May you hit a hole-in-one here soon. And, Deshaun, just take care of Mom and Grandma, okay? All right. Gentlemen, I want to thank you very much. You've been listening to the Caveman Corner here on KAJO Radio, courtesy of our good friends at the Insurance Lounge and courtesy of Abby's Pizza, who served us a great bacon and cheese. That's Canadian bacon and regular bacon and cheddar cheese and $26.99 right here at Abby's on the Beacon Drive area. Don't forget football tomorrow night. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock at Mel Ingram Field. The North Valley Vikings will be in town. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock. We'll be on the air live about 6:30 with the pregame. So from Abby's Pizza, I'm Chuck Benson for the Caveman Corner.
You have been listening to the Caveman Corner, brought to you by Abby's Legendary Pizza from their Beacon Drive location. You are invited to join us in the Caveman Corner.